Next week marks a milestone in the campaign to overhaul U.S. spy agencies. Wednesday will be the last day of the 100-day plan, launched by new National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell. McConnell kicked off the plan back in April to fix problems that continue to plague intelligence efforts despite a host of reforms. So, how did it go? Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly with answers.
McConnell has set out a pretty ambitious program. He wants to recruit more native speakers in languages such as Arabic. He wants to slash the time it takes to get a security clearance. And he wants to improve cooperation among the 16 U.S. spy agencies.
If there's a bumper sticker when Mike McConnell leaves this job, I would hope it would say he got us to a higher level of collaboration.
Since McConnell talked there with reporters back in April, there have been tangible developments. Last month, he decided to scrap the controversial multi-billion-dollar satellite program known as MISTI. Lawmakers had criticized it as hugely expensive and wasteful and argued the money would be better spent on human intelligence. McConnell has also reorganized his senior staff. Just this week came news that intelligence veteran Donald Kerr may soon come on board as McConnell's top deputy. Sylvester Reyes, for one, is impressed. Reyes chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
I think he has set the right priorities, improving security clearances, increasing information sharing, improving collaboration. These are all hard issues, and having him address those early on, I think, at least gives me a sense of movement in the right direction.
Jay Rockefeller, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, tells NPR he's also a big fan.
I trust him. He's smart, he's shrewd, he's efficient, and he reaches out to the Congress in a way that nobody else has.
Does he have enough time, Senator? I mean, no matter how great he is, he's likely to only have this job and the chance to do something with it for 18 months or so.
I keep thinking about that, and I just keep thinking in my mind that whoever the next president is, if they don't keep him, they're not very smart. I usually refer to him as walking on water, and that's what I tell him I think of him. I know you want me to say something bad about him.
I'm not succeeding.
Last time I met with him, I didn't like his tie.
Not everyone is quite so bowled over. One congressional staffer, who isn't authorized to speak on the record, questions the rate of progress so far under McConnell. Things are changing too slowly, the staffer says, adding, it strikes some of us as amazing that 6 years after 9/11, there's still this struggle, for example, to train people in the right languages. Peter Hoekstra, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, says McConnell is doing okay so far, but noted he has yet to present any detailed recommendations to Congress.
We've not seen a plan that would dramatically change the way that the community does business. And I think in each of those areas, whether it's language capabilities, whether it's bringing in people who understand and are sensitive to the various cultures and societies that we are dealing with, we haven't seen the proposals that would encapsulate the kind of dramatic change we need.
McConnell is the first to admit dramatic change is needed. That's precisely the point, he says, of coming up with a 100-day plan.
There's a sense of urgency here. So the 100 days was to have a very robust dialogue among the members of my team here and the rest of the community to say, what is it we need to do over whatever period of time?
And that period of time may soon grow. McConnell says he'll follow up his 100-day plan with a 500-day plan. No details yet on that one. Watch this space. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Mm-hmm.